This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Tell them you're listening to 96.5 The Fan, home for Kansas City sports, KCSB, Kansas City, WDAF, HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station. Here today is myself, Dusty Likens, and Mac Morey. Bob Fesco out on spring break. It is a St. Patrick's Day. We revamped the question because in case you missed it in the first hour that we were on, which was so long ago, 2 hours ago, 913-586, we'll revisit it. When did you know that Patrick Mahomes was a saint? When was it? That moment. When you saw that moment. You were like, that guy. We missed one earlier, Max. Somebody said the Week 17 game is rookie year against the Broncos. When they put him in, took him out, and put in your boy, Tyler Bray, Tennessee Bray.
Absolutely, yep.
He was a bro, dude. He was out there skull bashing, frat living.
Hell yeah.
Getting pulled for a rookie and then getting put right back in the mix of the fire. Mahomes let him down the field to kick field goal and win. By the way, Rory McIlroy getting ready to tee off at the Players' Playoff. Three holes, 16, 17, 18, aggregate scoring. Here we go. Can he win the fifth major, the one that doesn't count as a major?
We both got $10 on it. Let's go.
That's right. 165 if he wins and I cash, we put all of it on Florida to win the national title.
That part I'm not tailing.
Okay. That's just because they're your rival.
Because I despise them, yes.
Right. So over the weekend, some moves the Chiefs made, right?
Yeah.
Some people are mad at us already. Welcome to After Hours.
Already?
What used to be, right? You guys have no idea what you're talking about in regards to Kareem Hunt. You guys will be eating your words. Okay.
Did you give a take yet?
I have not yet.
Okay, gotcha.
Because
gotcha.
My take and the tease
it already
was that I don't understand it. And that's fine. I don't have to understand everything that Brett Veach does.
Nope.
Because I understood what Kareem Hunt's role was last year.
100%.
Isaiah Pacheco was beat up. He was hurt. You needed somebody that had a similarity type of running game that you knew that you could trust. We obviously found out Kareem Hunt had gone to Patrick Mahomes' wedding. Mm. They had still had their friendship. He gets another chance. Brett Veach brings him in. Clark Hunt says it's okay. And all of a sudden, here we go.
And he has some semblance of the offense. He knows the playbook. He knows
right.
The culture.
But why I say it doesn't make it, I don't understand it, is because Isaiah Pacheco will be back in his final year under his rookie contract. We know that Isaiah Pacheco is probably not getting signed after this year. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You went out and got Elijah Mitchell. So there's your sort of elusive guy, missed all last year. Can he be that guy? You have Carson Steele, but I don't think he's on the roster come, you know, opening day for the regular season. I think he'll probably be practice squad if he's on the roster.
Yeah, fun St. Joe story.
And then there's Kareem Hunt. So, again, and somebody made a good point in the text line. I've never seen a team get mollywopped in a Super Bowl and then run it all back.
Yeah.
So it's not just Kareem Hunt. It's Juju Smith-Schuster. It's this. It's these moves that I'm not understanding when it comes to bringing these guys back, like Kareem Hunt and Juju Smith-Schuster, right? Like, I would assume that, like, you got to the point of rescue and he didn't make it. So now you've got to revamp. You have those two picks in the third round, which way long ago, I think the Monday after the Super Bowl loss, I was one telling you guys, like, I want to see somebody in this backfield that can be elusive. Again, I don't think they're going to go get a Jahmyr Gibbs. I don't think they're going to find that in the draft, picking in the third round. But with two picks and the second pick overall in the third round, that's where I want to see that running back. Well, if you've got Kareem Hunt, Elijah Mitchell, and Isaiah Pacheco, that's three running back roster spots, which means you're probably not going to get a running back in a draft that has 15 to 20. So being confused, I think, is okay. Not understanding it, I think, is okay, because it seems like you're not going to be that run. Obviously, I know Andy Reid didn't run the ball, but he passed the ball. And he's had LeSean McCoy's, and he's had Westbrook's, and he's had, you know, those guys that can go out there and do it. But to go last year and then bring it back to this year to where you're like, okay, we're going to run the same way. We're going to run 10 to 12 times a game, and we're going to run between the guards. I just think it would be nice to see the Chiefs evolve a different sort of way they use a running back. So that's why I'm just confused. I don't understand it. And I think that's an okay take to have when you see your running back room now, which is Pacheco, Hunt, Mitchell. Okay, Kareem Hunt didn't play the whole year last year. Elijah Mitchell didn't play a down last year. And Isaiah Pacheco was hurt last year. So that's why I'm just a little, okay, yeah, you get experience and it's cheap. Congrats. If that's your take and you're cool with it, then I don't want to hear it when they average 2.9 yards per carry. But again, like the running back position that can be drafted in the third round with the slew of guys that are available is still cheap. So I don't know what the argument is there. And maybe that's wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, because the 816 says they're cheap in all caps. So is a rookie running back, you know, and they're younger and they're healthier than a 31-year-old Kareem Hunt or Elijah Mitchell, who just missed the whole season, has never really made a whole season healthy. You know, and we got another text, you know, they've kept four backs when they've had a fullback in the past from the 816. True, they haven't recently. That hasn't been what they've done recently. It feels to me as if the Chiefs, some like, they have their imagination limited with what it with when it comes to what a running back can be for a football team, especially for this franchise. And that doesn't mean it's like, hey, we got an elite quarterback. That means you can't have the running back with it. Well, no, actually, look at the rest of the NFL. Look at the contending teams in the league right now. You know, the Texans, they went out and got Joe Mixon. He was a stud for them this year with C.J. Stroud. You go look at the Bills. James Cook led the league in rushing touchdowns this year. You look at the Eagles, who won the Super Bowl. Saquon Barkley, he did all right. The Lions, they had a two-headed monster at running back with Montgomery and Gibbs. Mm-hmm. There is somewhat of a formula that a running back can be an elite playmaker. This is not just a 3 to 5 yards a pop. Let's move the chains. Let's give the guys some rest. A running back can be a guy who breaks a playoff, and it feels to me like the Chiefs just don't think of the position like that. And that is going to limit this offense, and it is going to, in play also, hinder Mahomes and put more on his back. And we saw that last year. Throws were a tick off. Deep ball wasn't there. The O-line's a part of that. But not having a running game, not having something to say, you know what, I've got insurance. I've got something to fall back on. I've got a guy who I know I'm going to hand it to him on 3rd and 3. We're getting that first down, damn it.
Yeah, and somebody from the 816, Kareem is better than Pacheco. I don't know what there is to understand. He had no offseason, was very good until we moved our best guard to tackle. Very good to me is strong. Dependent and reliable would be how I would consider Kareem Hunt, which I guess you could put that in the same category as, you know, great. But again, I'm taking my Chiefs glasses off. And where was Kareem? Was Kareem Hunt a valuable piece in the AFC Championship game? I can't remember.
No.
Was he a valuable piece in the Super Bowl? Well, they got blown out. Okay. But they knew they were throwing the ball. When you don't have that elusive running back, so I think it's okay if, like, if you're fine and you're completely comfortable with Kareem Hunt being on your roster and you understand it, then by all means, there you go. Feel free. But I think there is a lot of people that are on the same side as you, me, Binkley, Gold, Cody, Carrington. Sorry. That are just a little confused. And again, I was confused by the Elijah Mitchell signing. I don't know what they're doing at running back. And again,
I like the Mitchell signing, but that was before the Hunt re-signed.
They missed an entire year.
He's young.
Fair.
Yeah.
But again, 1 year out of the NFL, we know, is like going 10 years without life. Right? Like you're completely lost sometimes. So, yeah, I mean, like, and I'm not here to like really like prove a point or anything like that. I'm not trying to get in an argument with the 816. Like, the left guard moved and all that. Yeah, okay, they couldn't run the ball. But again, like, if you
couldn't run the ball before the left guard didn't move.
But you couldn't throw the ball to your running backs.
No.
And that's my argument. My argument is that I want this team to evolve on offense when it comes to the running back position. I don't think that it's wise to have, and again, maybe Elijah Mitchell's that guy. But a year off scares me.
He is when he's healthy. But he's not a bet. Like, he's a great story. He's really exciting. You know, Raheem Mostert came from the 49ers. He was injured a lot. Stud season a couple years ago in Miami. Like, it can happen. Shanahan pumps these guys out. Jordan Mason led the league in rushing for the first 6 weeks of the season in San Francisco. guy I've never heard of, Isaac Grindo, comes in a primetime game over 100 yards rushing. Like, Shanahan pumps these guys out. That gives me hope for Mitchell. But again, it's not the end-all, be-all. This is not a bell cow. This is not who, all right, Mitchell, 3rd-and-3, AFC championship game. No, that's right. Not what I want.
And then you just basically have a bell cow and two running backs is essentially what we're looking at right now. Between you're just going to split Pacheco and Hunt, which they tried to do that last year. You look at the stat line after every game, and it'd be like 10 carries Hunt, 4 Pacheco. It was not an even. It was like they're going to take one guy and give him the ball more. And again, I know that they trusted Kareem Hunt more down the stretch, but like for a team that, you know, got to the promised land and did a patch-up job to get there, which is fine. They still went 15-2 in the regular season, got away the Super Bowl by doing so. I'm just not sure that same method carries over to the next year, right? So, again, not here to, like, prove anybody wrong, not here to call anybody out. I'm just saying that, like, this move over the weekend, I was a little confused by. I thought Kareem Hunt's year with the Chiefs was last year because it fit a purpose. Pacheco was injured. Carson Steele was not the guy that maybe they thought he could be. And they needed a guy they trusted that could hold on to the football, that could score inside the five. And they had that with Isaiah Pacheco. He was that guy 2 years ago. He got hurt. They brought in Kareem Hunt. Isaiah Pacheco is back. He is healthy. He's going to play next year. Under one more year left in his contract. And you're going to bring Kareem Hunt back again. Maybe he brought something to the table that we don't know behind closed doors. I don't know. I just feel it's okay to feel a little confused by the Kareem Hunt signing to the Kansas City Chiefs. I get it. It's cheap. I understand that. But so are rookie running backs in the draft.
Yeah.
At least for the first couple years.
Yes, exactly. And they're younger. 816 says, I think Kareem ends up on the practice squad as a break-in case of emergency. Yeah, could see that.
Break glass in case of emergency.
Could see that. 913 says, if the O-line's fixed, the offense is going to run through 2,000-yard-capable wide receivers. Kelce is your third receiving option. Then you got Hollywood Brown. It's the best set of weapons Mahomes has ever had. The Kareem Hunt signing tells me they want a dependable and complimentary run game.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Dependent, great, makes sense. The guy's an absolute stud. That guy's Josh Verner. He joins us on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
All right, I had no idea Blink-182 was Irish.
So are the aliens.
Yeah. Boondock Saints was the winner on the text line. Says you got to watch it. Yeah, I got to watch it. I think I'm going to watch it tonight, too.
Okay.
I don't know how much sports I'm going to be diving into. Obviously, diving into the playoff that's happening. Rory McIlroy birdies the 16th, which means he goes one under. Somebody, I didn't know if they were trolling, because you never know anymore. They were like, what's aggregate scoring mean?
Oh, yeah.
The total of per rounds. So if, for instance, in soccer, in the UEFA League, if Bayern Munich and Real Madrid play, and they play two games, and Bayern Munich goes up in the first game 2-0, that means that in the second game, Real Madrid has to win 3-0 just to win because they're already down two. So if Rory birdies the first two holes, and this guy pars the first two holes, that means that Rory would have to like double bogey, and this guy would have to birdie just to win. So it's total combined score throughout the total amount of games, holes, whatever. Could you imagine the aggregate scoring like the AFC and NFC championship game?
That'd be crazy.
Each team gets a playoff game. You play either KC first, Buffalo first, and then if the Chiefs win 21-7, they're up 14-0.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Sign me up. Get rid of that week before the playoffs. Do aggregate NFC AFC championship games.
Would have been great for the early Chiefs. Yeah. Right now, I don't know if I like that as
good
much.
Good luck. Well, I mean, I guess it'd be great. They're still only winning like 54-51 aggregate, you know, true. Still minus -3. You put up 50. What could Kareem Hunt do? I have no idea. A lot of people say what doesn't make sense is Elijah Mitchell signing.
Yeah, I know. To me, it's the sequence. Either one makes sense. Both of them together do not.
Mm. I was talking to Cody Tapp out there, and he says, Kareem Hunt seems like a sentimental guy, like peace. Like, you want the guy to win. We got away the Super Bowl. He wanted to get his first Super Bowl. Didn't happen, obviously,
bring
because of the catastrophic ending against Philadelphia in that Super Bowl. But it is what it is.
I could see that texter being right, too, about just maybe he's a practice squad guy. They have injuries. Yeah. He knows exactly where to come up. He's fresh.
Because we know Kareem can... they draft a running back and move Pacheco. I don't know if you move Pacheco. He's still on that rookie deal.
Yeah, still on the rookie deal. There's not much of a market. I'd keep Pacheco.
What, are you going to get a fourth, seventh round pick for him?
Yeah, come on. No.
You're already on house money with Isaiah
Pacheco.
Exactly.
You should keep
him. Two Super Bowls, got him in the seventh round out of Rutgers.
Yep.
Sign me up.
Recover from the injuries, got this whole offseason. He'll be back. He'll be fresh.
Yeah. It is that time of the day on a Monday. This is the new time. Vern will join us. Normally it's Fesco. He's out of town. Mac and I, he joins us today. Vern, how are you doing on this lovely Monday morning on St. Patrick's Day?
I'm doing very well. I was under the impression that St. Patrick's Day was the 14th. And I was surprised. I'm like, man, nobody's mentioned that it's St. Patrick's Day. That's pretty weird. Come to find out this morning, today's St. Patrick's Day. So always informative, Dusty. I appreciate the information that today is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, wear your green so nobody pinches you.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm 41. If anybody touches me, I can haul off on them.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you pinch me, I'm punching you in the effing face.
Yeah. You pinch me when I'm a kid. I'm a grown-up now. Don't touch me.
You're not wearing green. I don't care. don't pinch me. I mean, there's three pains that I don't
want.
Go
pinch one of your single friends, lady.
Yeah, come on now.
Yeah.
You know, we have two different definitions of pinching.
Although I have heard the struggle that the show's having this morning of identifying Ireland v.
Tough, dude.
Scotland.
Dude, it's tough, man.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm getting
That's
called
why
racist.
I would just steer clear. I didn't even know what day it was. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, come on now. I mean, Irish, Scottish, I thought they were just brothers.
Let's hope they are.
Because, I mean, we've all seen that.
Let's hope they can come together.
Did you think the Robin Williams skit was Ireland or did you think it was Scotland?
I'm not familiar with it.
Really?
I thought you did a pretty good job, though.
Okay.
Passing it across. It made it interesting. I now want to seek it out.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. You'll have to look that one up. That one's great.
The guy that's playing Rory McIlroy is absolutely melting down. He just put his approach or his 17.
Never heard of any of these guys in the top 10 outside of Rory.
Yeah. J.J. Spahn just put his ball in the drink on 17. Looks absolutely
good for
lost.
Rory, man. How can you not root for that, dude?
On St. Patrick's Day. Now, I know he's from Ireland. You know, I know he's of Irish descent, and he got it pushed back to St. Patrick's Day, so you know he's winning.
He's Northern Ireland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a different country. Him and Shane Lowry. I'm almost finished with the new season of Full Swing.
Mm.
Yeah, that President's Day Cup or that President's Cup one was about as boring as it is golf. I had to kind of fast forward through that one. But no, I want to talk about our guy. I talked to you on Sunday, and it was a humble Dusty, was it not? It was a humble Dusty.
I love who our guy is. Not the best player on the planet.
No.
Not the opening day starter. Mm-hmm. Not the runner-up for Cy Young Award. Not the future Hall of Fame catcher. Not even the future All-Star first baseman. Our guy is, understandably, Jack Caglione, correct? Mm-hmm. Someone that's likely to start at AA?
Yeah. And... You know,
6'5" phenom rook.
Yeah, that
guy. He is a monster.
Size 17 feet.
Yeah.
Even that's got Rex Ryan grinning. He swallowed your hand with his own hand at spring training. You admitted that. You've never seen that happen to you before. Sorry, Dad. But here we are. Another game, which I thought was maybe not the explosive Caglione game in the split squad on Saturday, but a 2-for-3 day, 2 RBI, a walk. He looks like he's kind of getting comfortable. But from what I've been told from a source, Vern, he still struggles with the old number two, the old curveball.
Well, you listen, everyone. When you're facing big league pitching, struggles with the off-speed stuff. And that is another reason why, you know, have some grace, right? Have some patience. Allow him to suffer an 0-for-10 stretch somewhere outside of the big leagues before you have the weight of the world on his shoulders. Drew another walk yesterday. Listen, I don't feel comfortable sitting here explaining why Jack shouldn't be in the big leagues because, Dusty, as you know, this has been as perfect a spring training as the 22-year-old could have drawn up, whether we're talking production, we're talking meshing with the pros in the big league clubhouse. It's doing what he set out to do and showing up to surprise, and that is showing the coaching staff that he's mentally prepared for the grind of a 162-game big league regular season. So mentally, physically, emotionally, teammate-wise, he's done everything and putting in the work, right? Acknowledging his faults. Hitting's always tough. I don't care how long you've been in the game. Salvador Perez still has a tough time with sliders away, and he's been in the game for nearly a decade and a half. So issues with the breaking ball, that's, you never have that solved. You never step to the dish and go, okay, I hit everything. I dare you to throw. I mean, Barry Bonds had that. Okay, Barry Bonds had that, but not many people outside of that. Also, the defensive, I don't want to say issues, but the need for growth defensively. And I'm not talking about the outfield. I'm talking about first base. There's still work that needs to be done to make him a professional defender at first base, let alone out in the corner outfield. So, listen, if I could have asked you going into camp, what's the perfect performance for Jack Caglione? Outside of, he had a bases-loaded opportunity in the breakout game with all the prospects back on Saturday. If he goes bridge there, okay, now it's the perfect camp. But he's pretty darn close to doing everything that Royals fans could have wanted. I mean, you mentioned it earlier, Dusty. He's one of, if not the, biggest talking point of camp. So, boy, and he has been smiling ear to ear, having a great time, one of the first ones to show up, one of the last ones to leave. It's just all gone so very well. But as you know, it's a game of failure. Let's see how he handles his first taste of failure in more than a calendar year. You do have to go back to when he started playing A-ball. His first few weeks of professional baseball was the last time this guy struggled. We know hard times await, so let's see how he handles it here in 2025.
Because I told you, I was like, either way, like you just kind of described, it's still a great story this spring. Like, yeah. I mean, you know, we always say, which I always steal from you, is like, all right, Mahomes, just, you know, we've got baseball until he puts on the yellow jersey and the red 15 and starts throwing, you know, passes to receivers in St. Joe. But, you know, Caglione has been this story for the Royals. I told Mac before during the show that I think the three stories that have been the biggest in Kansas City in the offseason is obviously, you know, Chiefs moves, NFL draft, Jack Caglione. I mean, I don't know if I'm wrong about that, but I mean, like, at least he's getting the wheels turning, because he could have had a catastrophic spring and he's starting in A-ball and we're having this whole, like, oh, the Royals and they don't develop. But all of a sudden, now maybe he starts in AA and in a month he's in AAA. And that even still is an expedited process to what this kid has done this spring with that slash line. Again, 17 at bats, but still pretty impressive, knocking .529 off the average.
I think that speaks to the heightened expectations for this team. I'm not going to disagree with your three big storylines of the offseason. Yeah, the Super Bowl, you know, the dynastic Chiefs, who's going to help them return to glory, and then this 22-year-old monster of a left-handed bat in Jack Caglione. I do think that speaks to we all know and believe that the Royals are going to contend for a division title. So we, as Royals fans, which is, you know, music to my ears, it was one of my big questions coming into camp, was how are Royals fans, how is Kansas City going to treat this team? Are we going to take the advice of Salvador Perez and now look at this organization as a squad that is expected to go to the playoffs year in and year out after what they did last season? That is now the standard for Kansas City baseball. And it seems to be as if, yes, Royals fans are falling in line. We're not falling victim or overblowing the outstanding springs of Michael Massey or Jonathan India or MJ Melendez or Daniel Lynch or Chris Bubich. And in that same breath, we're not overreacting to, you know, the inflated ERA out here in camp of a Michael Wacha or a Cole Reagans. We understand that they're getting their work in right now in preparation for this six-month grind through the summer. So to put our hopes and dreams and attention and eyeballs on Jack Caglione makes sense, because we know the 26 guys that are going to be there in 10 days at Kauffman Stadium, the only numbers that matter start in 10 days. What's happening out here in camp doesn't matter for the big league guys. They matter for Jack Caglione. They matter for Noah Cameron and Lewinder Avila and the rest of the guys that are next up, Carter Jensen's and whatnot. And across the board, those four names I just mentioned, the two closest pitching prospects and the two best position player prospects in Carter and Caglione, all four of them, very impressive, not only to me, but to the coaching staff, to the front office. That's what spring training's about when you're a quality organization and a squad that has a playoffs or bust mindset. So, yeah, Caglione, no doubt, one of the top three stories. And thankfully, Royals fans now view this team as they should be viewed, as a contender for 2025.
Speaking of being that contender, some news that we got yesterday. The opening day guy on the slab is one Cole Reagans. We do a thing called One Word, and I said future for Cole Reagans. This ought to be your guy that goes out there and toes the slab, obviously, with the contract in the offseason. That's your guy. That's your ace. You know, you take him into the, you know, the depth of hell when it gets into the rough months of baseball. Like you always say, Vern, who's that guy that in the midst of a three-game losing streak can go out there and say, the hell with it, it's over today. Cole Reagans kind of gives you that sort of, that, you know, that toughness, that yep. snot of a starting pitcher, which doesn't make sense, but it sounds cool.
Well, it makes sense.
Opening day starter is Cole Reagans. Obviously, the humbled and quiet Texas kid that he is gets the slab. We played your audio. What's that mean for him, and what's that mean for the team moving forward outside of just what it is, the future?
Well, I think for him, it is just the latest reminder of how he's viewed in the game. Back-to-back opening day starts. Keep in mind, this is a guy that went through back-to-back Tommy John surgeries and was traded away by the team that drafted him for a three-month rental of Aroldis Chapman. So to go from a relief prospect that you're willing to give away for a rental, turning into a top three Cy Young Award finisher, in the face of a franchise, or one of the faces of a franchise, is another testament to the kingpin that is J.J. Piccolo calling the shots right now in this Royals front office. That's where I have to begin. To me, Reagans, Urseg, Hunter Harvey, I mean, there's so many moves on this roster. So, you know, so many acquisitions, whether it's trade or free agency, that just shines such a great light on J.J. Piccolo and where this franchise is and where it can be with more savvy moves like that. But as far as Cole is concerned, just look at the rest of this rotation. You know, Michael Wacha, not a Hall of Fame resume, but a resume that's going to be remembered for a long time, whether it's the NLCS MVP dating back to his days in St. Louis, or just the consistent professionalism that he's left in all of the clubhouses that he's been fortunate enough to be a part of. Seth Lugo, the runner-up for the American League Cy Young Award last season, two of the most respected voices and arms in the American League. And once again, it was a no-brainer that Cole Reagans lead that staff. So I think that speaks to not only what the organization thinks about him, what his talent demands, but also the respect that some of the most respected in the game have for him. All right, Seth Lugo, Michael Wacha, there's no bones about it, man. They would point to Cole Reagans and say, that dude's the nastiest. So, you know, I think last year was a nice breakout for the boys in blue. It made Cole and Seth and Vinny more household names when it comes to baseball circles. This year's about taking the next step and putting that team on the national map, where it's not just Bobby Witt and Salvi and those names I just mentioned, but it's the Kansas City Royals and their reputation preceding themselves to where they come to town and people are showing up to the Big A or the Mariners ballpark or Yankee Stadium or down in Tampa. You're showing up to see Bobby, to see Lugo, to see Reagans. That's what I'm looking for from this team, to go from a nice story that everybody fell in love with last year to this year becoming that type of organization that you plan your weekend around. We got to go see Bobby Witt Jr. at least once.
Yeah, I always love the George Brett reference, which is the, you know, he's a guy you don't go take a piss for. You stay on the rail and you hold it because of the action that it could be happening for that guy.
Speaking of, I'm looking forward. Him and Cags spent some time in the dugout with one another yesterday. That was a sight to behold. The 22-year-old Caglione and the greatest Royal of all time. I'm hoping to get a few minutes with Jack today and find out what was going on in that convo with the great number five.
Oh, so it was what you're saying is it was Brett telling me he's getting the call up to the big leagues. That's awesome. Joking. Or he's worried about his home run record in Kansas City with that kid looming. Could be there. Hey, last one real quick, Vern. One of the big moves this offseason was getting rid of a guy that was a homegrown talent drafted out of Florida. Not Caglione, but it was Brady Singer, and in comes Jonathan India. I think Jonathan India has had a really nice spring. And if there's one thing you're going to do, you got to get going quick with these fans sometimes because they all had a connection to Brady. He was a big piece. You bring in your leadoff hitter. Looks like he's doing his job. At least it did look like that in Saturday's game when he knocked in that dinger.
Everything, man, everything that you would have asked Jonathan India to do, he's doing that plus more. I've mentioned before the clubhouse, it appears as if he came up with Bobby and Vinny and Massey and the rest, just immediately meshes. Seems like a great leader. Well, I mean, he was the leader in Cincinnati, and we all know that Bobby and Salvi are leading the way in Kansas City. So, you know, India can just... instead of needing to be the guy to not only get it done offensively and defensively, but also lead with body language and energy, he doesn't need to worry about that. Salvi and Bobby have it. He can just impart his knowledge and experience on the young Royals that he's going to be taking the diamond with. Defensively, third base, he's looked outstanding. Obviously, second base, you're expecting some defensive improvement there with the great infield coach, Jose Aguacil, that the Royals have. So the defensive knocks that Indy has had on him in the past, I think, will be slightly alleviated because of better coaching and put in more opportune spots, even if it means left field, third base. He certainly looked solid defensively, a lot more solid than I was expecting coming into camp. I can't remember a game in which he's played out here in which he hasn't found himself drawing a walk, roping a double, getting on base in some form or fashion. So across the board, clubhouse, offense, defense, base running, energy, competitiveness, desire, it's all there for Jonathan India. So Listen, we go through it every single season as far as who's the first person that the fan base is going to turn on. I don't think we even need to worry about that with Jonathan India. There's going to be no buyer's remorse when it comes to the leadoff hitter for the 2025 Royals. This dude, so far, all good.
You really sure you needed that mini fridge in the garage, Dave? Hey, go look and see if your cocktails are cold. Oh, they are. You forget about that purchase really quickly when it pays off immediately. Vern, we'll talk to you next Monday. The other guy will be in here with me, but appreciate the time and continue to enjoy that. Loving to see what your Caglione conversation will be after he talked to the man himself, George Brett. So we appreciate the time.
Love you, Dusty.
Love you too, Vern. Oh, that's first time.
That's nice.
First time he said it first.
Yeah, usually you say it, and then he says it back. He said, you know what?
He hit, man. Like Caglione struggling with the curveball. I'm struggling with Vern telling him he loves me for the first, doing it first.
Doing it first. You know? It means more.
I love you, Dad. Say it back.
Please. Damn it.
Yeah, Raj, King of the Slams. That was Vern. Some breaking news in the NFL. Derek Stingley just got paid. $90 million, 89 guaranteed, the cornerback for the Texans. Why this is a very, very good day for one Trent McDuffie on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
So Rory McIlroy is going to sing on a St. Paddy's Day, the Northern Irishman leading by three strokes. That purse for the PGA Championship is $4.5 million. Now, obviously, that is distributed out throughout everybody who places after the cut. But a very handsome, rewarding day for one Rory McIlroy, who wins the fifth, or will win the fifth major. One that doesn't mean it's a major, but it's the fake major.
It's got the asterisks.
I'm telling you, man, I don't know when they'll come out, but we're less than 25 days away from the Masters. Watch him be the favorite to win it over Scotty. Because of recency bias.
Yeah, because of this. Yeah, that makes sense. So that means maybe some value on Scotty.
Because I believe this will be Rory's second win of the year. On the tour. Maybe the other one was not the PGA Tour. Maybe it was like the whatever. But he's even. The other guy is, what does it say? Plus three after a disastrous 17th.
Yeah.
Aggregate scoring. So they are on 18. Rory's within like 7 feet for a par. He can two putt that. Hell, he can three putt that to win the tournament. So good $10 win.
Now I will go put all that money on Florida to win the national title.
And I will put it on my Vols.
Yep. Which we need to look at that.
The odds. Yeah.
By 9/17.
Yeah, we should later on, 9/17, we'll do some college basketball. Yeah, we'll do maybe some early predictions, too.
Some propaganda.
Yes. Right? Let's do it. Absolutely.
Some propaganda.
If I get,
did we just come up with a new bit?
I love it.
Okay.
Love it. If I get 1% of the propaganda that Derek Stingley just got, I'll be happy, man.
I'm glad you said that. By the way, tournament coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Each drinks scenic views. Speaking of peaks, there's a man at the top. Mm. We got a man at the top of the cornerback market, Derek Stingley.
Yeah.
Just got a $90 million contract, $89 million guaranteed. Two things out of that. One, McDuffie sitting back, feet on the ottoman, telling somebody to come bring him a sandwich.
It's like, hey, what's up?
And then two, owners. Right? Still no fully guaranteed contracts in football. So even though it's just $1 million, they can still be like, eh, technically,
sorry,
it's not fully guaranteed. Because if you got fully guaranteed, everybody's calling that owner going, hey, dude, we had an agreement. No fully guaranteed contracts.
Don't do that.
And yeah, $89 million guaranteed, $90 million to Stingley and the Houston Texans. What does that make you feel about Trent McDuffie? Do you pay McDuffie that much money?
I know you asked me that off the air. My first gut instinct was yes. And then right after it was like, well, we just talked about it last week, or at least I did. He played on the outside last year. He was great, elite. Was he as good as he was the first 2 years? No, he wasn't. That's okay. All that means is maybe he is at his best, truly the best, as a slot corner. Mm-hmm. Slot corners don't get paid $80 million guaranteed.
Okay. Because that's why you liked the signing from the Chargers.
So I really liked getting Christian Fulton.
Because then he can be your lockdown guy. McDuffie can go back to McDuffie Island in the slot.
In the slot, yep.
And really just dominate.
Be physical, blitz, press man, come off the edge, things like that.
Does he give you the type of guy? Because McDuffie's a great dude, right? Oh. I've had a couple of conversations with him. He's always been respectful, always been nice, does a lot of good work around the city. Really good at his job in football.
Yeah.
Do you pay that much money to him? Like $90 million when you're already, you know, paycheck to paycheck, essentially, when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. Still got to pay Trey, right? Mahomes' contract obviously will always be negotiated with and all that sort of stuff. They made a little bit of money, but you still got to pay Trey. Because what, Stingley got a 3-year extension? Is that what it was?
3-year extension. He's 23. He'll be 24 in June.
And McDuffie's 24.
He'll be 25 in September. Yeah. So just a year difference there.
Text line 913-586-7965. $90 million in Trent McDuffie, yay or nay?
75, no. I love McDuffie, but not for an undersized slot corner. I don't know about undersized. You don't pay that much. Trade them, replace them. Well, you brought up the trade.
Mm-hmm.
What's the price, though, man? What do you get?
I mean, what do you get for McDuffie? A third and a fifth?
Yeah, best.
A
best
second
case,
and
right?
A fourth? Maybe?
Maybe. That'd be awesome. I might consider it for that.
Like, I didn't think we'd get here, but, like, that's what's the, like, effed part about everything.
Yeah.
Is that, like, all it takes is one guy to set it, right? Like, Jamar Chase, take that for an example, right? And you sent me the Diana Rossini update.
Mm-hmm.
They want to pay Hendrickson.
They're trying to
pay
Hendrickson.
They want to do what everybody said they couldn't do and pay all three of their guys.
Trying to get it done today.
And they're going to do it.
I think they're going to do it.
Big dust.
Big dust.
Again, I don't think, and this is a fine line, and we can obviously revisit this later on today and tomorrow, I don't think this is a issue of your fandom if you're the Chiefs. If you're like $90 million, Trent McDuffie. Look, L'Jarius needed to get paid, and he wasn't getting 90. Charverius Ward got paid, and he wasn't getting 90.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
And Trent McDuffie is good. Like, Trent McDuffie is, to me, a top three corner.
Yes.
Is Stingley better? They sure the hell paid him like it.
At what he does, yes.
Okay, and he's the Darrell Revis lockdown outside. Give me your number one, I'll be your number
man
one.
Man coverage, yep.
So maybe McDuffie doesn't get this sort of contract.
That's what I'm thinking, right?
Because Adam Schefter is the guy that likes to stir the pot of the NFL, and you saw what he tweeted immediately afterwards, right?
Thanks,
right,
Adam.
After Stingley gets paid. Yeah, right after he gets paid, Adam Schefter. And Chiefs cornerback Trent McDuffie is also eligible for a new deal this offseason.
Shut the hell up.
Hey, Adam. Stay in your lane, which I guess that is his lane. So I guess I can't say that there.
It's like the SpongeBob sound. Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Yeah,
it's literally what it is. Like, shut up. We know.
When that contract is nuts, man. Like,
yeah, from the 918, I don't think Veach will ever pay a DB like that. I get that.
I mean, I
see that.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with that. That's why we have this open forum. It's breaking news. Nobody has really done. I mean, 10 to 2, they'll have enough time to break it down whatever they want to do. Because to me, it's one thing. That's a hell of a guaranteed contract, $89 million. Not the 90. They save the million. They save their face with ownership being like, yeah, we didn't give away a full guaranteed contract. But also, like, the quarterback market just keeps going up and up and up because obviously what we said before, the wide receiver talent is insane. And when you got to constantly go up against every team that has a wide receiver one, you can't let those guys destroy you. Mm. So how do you do that? You find somebody that can stop them. And this guy comes, of course, and this is from Twitter as well, that 2019 LSU team continues to cement its mark and maybe the greatest team ever.
Wow, yes.
Because Burrow, Jefferson, Chase, Stingley, total math money, it's a bad number, $666 million.
Ugh. Yikes.
Best college team I've ever seen in my life. And there's a lot of college football teams. LSU, to me, that team was just
nuts.
I mean, the number one and number two wide receivers in football, the number three quarterback in football, and what, top three cornerback in football? Top four? Top five?
Easily top five. I'd say top three.
That's crazy.
And from
$666 million.
And from our guy, Josh Briscoe.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I'm at least a little bit concerned the Chiefs will extend McDuffie for $40 million a year the day before he becomes a free agent in 2 years. So there you go. That's from
one
Briscoe.
More time for those in the back, hard of hearing.
He says, I think I'm a little concerned that 2 years from now when he becomes a free agent, McDuffie will be getting $40 million a year.
Yeah.
Don't like that.
No.
Now, 2 years, right? So that you're talking about third to fifth or a second and a fourth for trading. If you got 2 years left, you can get a second and a fourth. Now, you got to make that decision, right?
Mm.
Say, hey, we don't got a lot of assets. We're kind of in for all intents and purposes, a rebuild. We need some picks. Okay. The market's hot. Let's do it. You'd have to strike while the iron's hot. I would not do that. You can't trade McDuffie right now.
Right. Somebody says, part you're missing is salary cap. While the money you're talking is big, it'd be bad deal 3, 4, 5 years ago. But now, that's normal money.
Yeah, salary cap goes up. That's fair.
Yeah.
I'd like to look at the percentage. We could do the math, 816. I think the corner market has gone up faster than the salary cap has.
Mm. Yeah, 2001 Miami Hurricane is still one of the best college football teams I've ever seen in my life. One of the best.
Yep, but all YouTube for me on that one. But amazing roster.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Incredible.
I mean, star quarterback Ken Dorsey.
The best defense, like, ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Ed Reed, right?
Was he on 01's team? He had to have been. Because I think you also had, like, Santana Moss, Clinton Portis. I want to say you had, what's his name from Houston? Stud receiver. I'm drawing a blank. Andre Johnson, I think, was on that team. Kellen Winslow Jr. before he was a weirdo, I think, was on that team. Yeah, they were great. Greg Olson, Dron Beason, all those guys.
Oh, yeah, we know Greg Olson was on that team.
Yeah, dude. Somebody says draft Kobe Bryant. Look, dude.
Okay.
I mean, if they don't sign Trent McDuffie and draft a corner, is that the writing on the wall?
That's it. That's a good point. We'll know in April, right? If they draft a corner high.
Because who's to say McDuffie gets a deal done before this season starts? Because I would say that if he doesn't get a deal done before this season,
it's over.
It's not happening. Because then if he goes out there and does it again, $89 million will walk in the park when the salary cap goes up next year. But when you look at it down the road.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
25, you sign him to a four-year deal like you had said, and Briscoe had tweeted, 26, 27, 28, 29, and you're paying 40, 40, 40 the last 3 years of that contract? I don't know if you do that.
And all this, Mahomes, they got to restructure, and what they did, and we'll look at the cap numbers, but these next 2 years, it's $160 million total, $150-something total cap hit for Mahomes.
Is it a miss not sign him, or is this just McDuffie being like, I'm not signing? Is this a man knowing his worth?
It's a good point, too. We know Veach has been, I mean, from what Bob has said, that this has been a conversation over the last year. This has been a want. This has been something that's been a priority inside the front office.
What did Bob say? Is like when you looked at the picture and there was like Jones, Kelsey, Mahomes, McDuffie?
McDuffie. That was on purpose.
We didn't know $89 million guarantee was going to go to Derek Stingley here on March 17, 2025. Insane. Coming up on the other side, I wanted to ask you this earlier. I asked this earlier. Some of you have just gotten to your radio or you got into the app or you missed it. Today is St. Patrick's Day. When and what moment did you know that Patrick Mahomes was a saint? When were you like, that's St. Patrick? That's the guy. 913-586-7965. When did you know Patrick Mahomes was a saint? You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Mac and Dusty today and in this week on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.